War approaches its third anniversary. Our message is clear. The bloodshed must stop, and this war must end.
He suggested it's unrealistic for Ukraine to want its borders restored, and NATO membership for the country may be unlikely. Well, questions about Tulsi Gabbard's statements about Russia and dealings in Syria may have slowed, but it didn't stop her getting a place in the Trump cabinet.
The Senate confirmed Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence. Senator Mitch McConnell was the lone Republican to vote against her. Every Democrat voted no, but the final tally,
yeas are 52, nays are 48, nomination is confirmed,
officially puts the controversial nominee into the role. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Well, CBS is Natalie Brand spoke to the mother of the American teacher who was returned to the U.S. after 3.5 years in a Russian prison.
I just got dizzy. I thought, did I get this right?
Mark Fogel's 95-year-old mother says this day has been a long time coming.
I just want to see him. I just want to touch him. He will be a basket case. He will just cry and cry and cry.
In exchange, U.S. officials say convicted Russian criminal Alexander Vinnik is being freed. CBS's Jim Krasula says the mid-Atlantic states are dealing with the aftermath of a storm system.
More than 80 million people are under winter storm warnings and advisories. Air travel has been snarled. Many schools and businesses are closed. Tens of thousands are without power. Still, Mary Ann Baker and her family are enjoying the snow on Maryland's eastern shore.
Definitely a fan, especially with boys. We've already built a snowman. Natalie said they wanted to go sledding, so here we are.
There's a significant risk of severe storms today, including tornadoes, across the mid and deep south.
In California, L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna is concerned heavy rain in areas scorched by wildfires could bring mudslides.
Deputies are prepared to assist our community members with humanitarian needs such as food, water, and essentials. They are helping residents prepare with sandbags and passing out mud and debris safety tips.
Well, CBS's Kelly O'Grady says January's government report on consumer prices showed they were 3% higher than a year ago.
The increases came from food, shelter, and energy. I mean, these are the need to have, not the nice to have. The one highlight is that rent prices are increasing slower than they were.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Stand by for snow. A winter storm warning kicks in today, and the impact of it all has led to snow emergencies in Racine and Kenosha. Most schools have made the decision to close. That includes Racine and Kenosha Unified. The heaviest snow is expected later, with 5 to 9 inches currently expected. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine officials say they're working to improve snow removal efforts after facing criticism for the last time. A statement from the city of Racine says they've increased staffing. However, they're reminding people that plows prioritize main roads. A 36-year-old Illinois man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for a 2023 homicide in Racine that resulted in the death of his brother. Keshawn Butler had pleaded guilty to second-degree reckless homicide last year. A team of girls from Case High School has achieved a historic first. You can read more about that accomplishment at RacineCountyEye.com. Again, snow emergencies have been called in Racine and Kenosha, and most schools have made the call to close. We'll have more about that winter storm warning coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks in Minnesota. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at the Target Center. Giannis still out with a calf injury. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to figure out playing time for the new guys acquired in the Chris Middleton trade.
It's tough because it's more than, it's easy with one guy, you know, but we have multiple guys that we're trying to squeeze in, and we got to find out because we have guys here that we like. So we have to find out in these next 30 games. So it's important.
College basketball, Marquette with a win at home last night over the DePaul Blue Demons, 68-58. That snapped a 3-game losing streak for Marquette. NFL, Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Kay Adams Show says he and his fiancée, Ronica Stone, are deciding what snacks to serve at their wedding this spring.
Well, the important thing for both of us, this is pretty cool, you know, being from California, like, we were like, we need an In-N-Out truck at the wedding.
Let's go. It's amazing. So you're going to have one at the wedding?
We're going to have an In-N-Out truck, yeah.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. winter storm warning with a good 4 to 6 inches possible throughout the day. High temperatures will hit the upper 20s and snow could be quite heavy at times. It'll be enhanced by the lake with another 1 to 3 inches expected tonight. This would put storm totals anywhere from 5 to 9 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Hits WRJN. If you didn't hear it earlier, Carthage College canceling in-person classes as of 1:30. Other campus activities as well. Cafeteria will remain open until 6. The library will close at 4. That's Carthage College closing because of the weather. If you're thinking about going somewhere today, think twice. Call ahead. That's my best advice. I'm Dan Marcus on WRJN.
We're caught in a trap. Can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't be? I know.
Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Did you hear the announcement this morning? Don Rosen announced that the Turtles and the Happy Together Tour returning to the Wisconsin State Fair. August 10th is the date. He gave away tickets. Don gave away tickets this morning on WRJN, and he's got more to give away. Happy Together Tour featuring the Turtles, Gary Puckett, the Vogues, the Cowsills, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony. What a lineup. And you can win tickets again tomorrow morning from Don Rosen on WRJN.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit, express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Out.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, coming up, inspired by a coffee commercial.
Hits WRJN.
Peter Noon, Herman's Hermits, in concert the 28th with the Association. More tickets on the way from WRJN. We have upgraded our news coverage because we've partnered with Racine County Eye. And you can get the details there and the headlines here. Here's Stuart J. Waddles now with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's now 5 to 9 inches. The latest update from the National Weather Service has slightly adjusted snow totals for today and tonight. The winter storm warning gets going at midday and runs through tomorrow morning. Snow emergencies have been called in some communities, which will impact where you can park. Racine and Kenosha are among those communities. Schools have made the decision to close with the threat of a messy ride home, the reason for the snow day. The National Weather Service says lake effect snow is involved, which makes predictions difficult. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Again, snow emergencies in Racine and Kenosha, and most schools have made the decision to close. A 36-year-old Illinois man will spend 10 years in a Wisconsin prison for a homicide in Racine 2 years ago. Keshawn Butler was sentenced this week in the shooting that resulted in the death of his brother. Butler pleaded guilty to second-degree reckless homicide in October. The shooting happened near 10th and College in Racine, where Butler confronted his brother after a dispute. Butler fled following the shooting and was arrested in Kenosha after a brief standoff. With the Lombardi Trophy handed out, attention now gets turned to Lombardi Avenue. Lisa Hale has more about the NFL draft coming to Titletown.
The event is expected to bring hundreds of thousands of people to the Green Bay area in April. Mayor Eric Genrich says that the only issue he's seeing right now is in transportation.
Patty Kiewicz, who runs our transit service here within the city of Green Bay, does a fantastic job, has a really good plan, but we have an undersized transit system in comparison to a Detroit or a Kansas City or,
right,
you know, some of these other communities. And so we're going to be waiting for some more, I think, you know, more detailed plans from the NFL, talking about how they're going to get people throughout the community.
Genrich made his comments on a recent episode of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Find it at civicmedia.us.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
A winter storm warning with a good 4 to 6 inches possible throughout the day. High temperatures will hit the upper 20s and snow could be quite heavy at times. It'll be enhanced by the lake with another 1 to 3 inches expected tonight. This would put storm totals anywhere from 5 to 9 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
If you're down and confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away, 'cause your baby is so far away. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do. And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Love the one you're with.
Travel news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshine came softly to Donovan today. Lucky guy. We're not quite getting the same weather he is, apparently. WRJN.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now.
Street. and sighs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
The Boxcar Scene from A Hard Day's Night. I Should Have Known Better. Beatles, WRJN.
I should have known better with a girl like you, that I would love everything that you do. And I do. Hey, hey, hey. And I do. Oh, 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 I never realized what a kiss could be. This could only happen to me. Can't you see? Can't you see? That when I tell you that I love you, oh, you're gonna say you love me too. Oh, and when I ask you to be mine, gonna say you love me too. So I should have realized a lot of things before. If this is love, you gotta give me more. Give me more. Hey, hey, hey. Give me
falling in love.
another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget just minutes away here on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The song that you're about to hear was inspired by a coffee commercial. And the song you're about to hear made top 10 based on that coffee commercial. It's next on WRJN.
Love is in the air at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Spread kindness this February with the Love Chain fundraiser. For just $1, add a link to the growing Love Chain. And every dollar collected will directly support Oak Ridge Care Center here in Union Grove. So whether you're grabbing your favorite coffee or simply looking to brighten someone's day, be part of something special with Just Brew It on Main Street. Because even the smallest acts of love can make the biggest impact. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. This Valentine's Day, sweeten the moment with a dessert they'll love. Warm their heart with cobbler fresh from the oven, paired perfectly with creamy vanilla bean ice cream. Or fall in love with freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, comforting treats for a chilly winter's day. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Opening up the vault door one more time for a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while, and this one started out as a TV commercial for Maxwell House Coffee. See if this sounds familiar to you.
Listen to the sound of the Maxwell House coffee pot at work.
That's great.
Pour a cup of this good-smelling coffee. It will taste as good as it smells because it's good ground Maxwell House. Maxwell House coffee is good to the last drop. Enjoy the rich, fresh taste of Maxwell House coffee. The ground coffee that tastes as good as it smells every time.
What kind of coffee?
Maxwell House.
So the song that was inspired by that TV commercial is this one. It was called Popcorn by Hot Butter. It was in the top 10, the same time as the Moody Blues, Chuck Berry, Elvis.
Thank you.
Just fun to hear that one again. That's called Popcorn by Hot Butter was the name of the group out of America. Not much is known about them. Flip side of that 45, by the way. The flip side of Popcorn was called, you ready? At the Movies. Perfect. Right? Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget tomorrow morning, 9:45-ish on WRJN.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
WRJN. This next act started out recording for Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. They called themselves Redwood then and changed their name to Three Dog Night. Here is One on WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. 'Cause one is the loneliest number that you. No good anymore since you went away.